This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. By this time tomorrow, Tour de France winner Floyd Landis should know whether a second test has found abnormal levels of testosterone in his body. The results will determine whether Landis will keep his title. Landis and his lawyer have said the tests are not always reliable. Scientists say new lab techniques make it almost impossible to explain away evidence of doping with testosterone. NPR's John Hamilton reports.
The test that got Landis in trouble looked at the ratio of testosterone to a related substance called epitestosterone. A ratio higher than 4 to 1 constitutes a positive test. Landis reportedly had a ratio of 11 to 1. But experts say a high ratio on its own doesn't prove someone is cheating. Dr. Harrison Pope is a psychiatrist and weightlifter at Harvard who studies doping. He says the real question is whether the tests find testosterone that could not have been produced by Landis' body.
There is clear evidence of synthetic testosterone, then it would seem to me that it would be very difficult to explain that away.
The New York Times has reported that tests showed synthetic testosterone in Landis' initial sample. Pope says the technology that makes these tests possible has been around for about a decade. That's when scientists began using a clever technique to identify the source of testosterone in a sample.
By looking at the ratio of carbon isotopes in the testosterone molecules, you can distinguish naturally secreted testosterone in the body from artificial testosterone that is being injected from the outside.
The science here gets pretty technical, but the idea is simple. Testosterone made by pharmaceutical companies comes from plant materials like soybeans, so it will always have a different chemical signature than testosterone made by an athlete's body. Of course, athletes can still claim they have no idea how the synthetic testosterone got there, but Pope says that's a pretty weak defense.
Testosterone is not something that you can accidentally ingest, because if you take testosterone by mouth, it is destroyed on its way through the stomach and the liver to the bloodstream.
So you can't just spike an athlete's Gatorade. Testosterone has to be injected or absorbed through the skin. Dr. Richard Aukus is an endocrinologist at the University of Texas Southwestern Medical Center in Dallas. He says there's always a small possibility that a single test can give a false positive. But Aukus says that possibility becomes vanishingly small when tests find both high levels of testosterone and the presence of synthetic testosterone.
The combination of the two tests both being abnormal, well, that's very, very unlikely to occur by chance.
Aukus says testosterone and similar substances clearly help athletes add muscle over a period of weeks or months. But he says these molecules also can cause an immediate response that might help a rider in the Tour de France.
There's a lot of effects they have on the brain to increase aggression. They prevent post-workout soreness. So, you know, they make you train harder. They make you try harder during the event. But, you know, whether that actually translates into improved performance, not much information there.
Race officials won't need to prove that testosterone helped Floyd Landis, just that he used it. If tomorrow's tests confirm the presence of synthetic testosterone, there will no longer be a meaningful scientific question about his sample. But Dr. Don Catlin, who directs the UCLA Olympic Analytical Laboratory, says that's not likely to end the Landis affair.
The process of the adjudication really is just starting, because the lawyers will then begin to argue.
They may say Landis' samples must have been tampered with, or that the test was done incorrectly. So a final resolution could be many months away. John Hamilton, NPR News.
There's analysis of what the doping allegations mean and exactly what Landis is being tested for. You can read NPR reporter Tom Goldman's Q&A at our website, npr.org.